True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Hot Me Crowder Solana with the three amigos, Hot Me Crowder and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding. Full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop from meet you the deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest dolphin to rock the 52. So Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. For the crew, so it's always about the you. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's home. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show out the Solana. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show on a Tuesday, on a shortened holiday week. And by the way, I'm broadcasting at home today. I haven't done that in a while. So if my microphone levels are off, Solana or Jimmy or Crowder, just let me know and I'll correct them.
What are you
as
saying?
We get things
what are you saying?
Done here.
I don't know. What was that? We can't hear you, Hawk. What was that?
Is that for real? I don't even know if he's playing a joke.
I'm just joking.
It's a funny joke. That's a joke that I would have done. The Heat keep on winning. Yeah. Heat keep on winning. I know Solana is very happy. We're going to have Jim Larinaga with us today, talk a little basketball. Panthers pounded Nashville last night. Pounded Nashville. We're a couple days away from Thanksgiving Day football. This is one of my favorite football watching opportunities of the season. I love Thanksgiving Day. I always run the table gambling, by the way. I am always undefeated on the three games on day. Why do you guys look so confused? I always run the table on Thanksgiving. It's just one of my wheelhouses.
When did that start?
It's starting Thursday on Thanksgiving Day.
We got slaughtered last year.
So, Tyler, I don't know if you watched the game last night, Crowder. Tyler put up 24 points in his first game back, 12 of 18 shooting. And we'll talk plenty of Heat. Obviously, Solana's going to have it in the headlines. Do you guys want a Chicago Bulls update? Because I did watch that game as well. I don't know if you guys paid as much attention to the Bulls-Pelicans game as I did. Do you want to know what happened?
No one paid attention to that game. The NBA forgot it was on TV.
Zion looked like an MVP yesterday, which is unfortunate for the Bulls. Zion looked like an MVP. But I will tell, and the Bulls, they squeaked by the Wizards over the weekend, and then they just lost to the Pelicans. So I don't know what that tells you about the Bulls. Now, I will tell you, Vooch was out last night. Kevin Huerter was out last night. And they robbed him in that Bulls game, too. That was what changed the Bulls game. You know, when Kevin Huerter got ejected from the game, that changed the entirety of the outcome of that game. And that was a deflating moment for the Bulls. You can acknowledge that, Solana. I mean, it was a ridiculous call.
No, yeah, you're right. They only would have lost by 28 had Kevin Huerter still been in the game. It was that I was genuinely upset that he got thrown out for that. That's one of those, like, the refs going by the letter of the law, but it just common sense should prevail in that situation.
Anyway, Vooch was out last night. Huerter was out last night. But if you had Giddey over 20 and a half, his late meaningless three against New Orleans gave you the winning ticket, which I had. That was my only bet last night, was Giddey over 20 and a half, and he scored 21. If you had Bouzelis, who I'm off of right now, over 13 and a half, you felt good at halftime when he had 10 points. And at the end of the game, when he had 10 points, you felt terrible.
Is he conditioned? This happens a lot for old Bouzelis.
Yeah, no, it's Billy Donovan. Billy Donovan's freezing him out. Billy Donovan's got him on some weird plan. Anyway, but I'm telling you, Zion, 29 points in 29 minutes. Zion last night was only 9 rebounds and 8 assists away from a triple-double.
Only, huh?
Zion had 1 rebound last night.
he can play basketball, just not the level that you think he can play basketball.
Yeah. Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Jim Larrañaga is going to join us today, usually on Wednesdays. He's traveling tomorrow. Aronde Gadsden is going to join us today. And Gino Toretta is going to join us today. He's usually on Thursdays, but we're off on Thursday. So Gino will join us today. So we do have a loaded potato of a program, and I'm imagining Solana wants to get right into the Miami Heat headlines, because there is a little something bubbling. We started talking about it yesterday. Like, is it too early to start talking? And man, if Tyler can put up, 24 points when Norman Powell isn't playing, like that, because, it used to be, if Tyler was out, it's like, okay, well, who's going to score your buckets? And you've seen Norman Powell all season long. He can score your buckets. Well, now, hey, if Norman Powell's out, who's going to score your buckets? Oh, y'all must have forgot. We kind of talked about that yesterday with Tyler. Like, he's going to come out slinging because y'all must have forgot. And so they're scoring points, man. Speaking of scoring points, I think New Orleans put up 145 on the Bulls last night. I heard Stacey King saying, like, New Orleans Pelicans hadn't scored 145 points in, like, their 15 games combined. They were averaging, like, 4 points a game. I don't know what happened last night. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
Yeah, I was going to swagger in with some Miami Heat talk, Hawk. I'm not going to lie, but here's why. Yesterday, Tyler Hero makes his return. It sucks Norman wasn't available. The Heat didn't play well. Overall, Tyler had a really good game. He struggled right out of the gate. The Heat shot 5 of 27 from beyond the arc. Khalil Ware made 3 of the 5 threes in the game for Miami.
And
they shot well below 50% from the field. They didn't play well. It was a tie game with under a minute to go. And when you needed a big bucket, Bam forced a turnover, stole a ball out of the inbounds.
I immediately was going to text you DPOY because that was such a huge turnover, because Dallas made it so dicey at the end. You're like, this can't be, because that was reminiscent of last year's collapse, like where you'd collapse right at the end and you'd go, what the hell just happened? Like, I watched them in control of the game, And bam, man, I thought of you when he got that turnover. I thought of you. I was like, DPOY right there.
Bam forces the turnover out of the inbounds. And then Tyler Hero off kind of a chaotic play where Pella was headed the other way, got the ball on the perimeter, didn't need a screen, got into the paint, and scored the go-ahead, which ended up being the game-winning basket. So even when things didn't go right for you, even when it didn't look pretty at the end, your two best players came up with the two biggest plays on the most important possession of the game. Good teams become great teams when they win games like that. Would you agree? I'm not saying the Heat are going to win a title, Crowder.
Yes,
but
no.
But when teams don't play well, the best teams still find ways to win those types of games. And the Heat somehow pulled it out yesterday, even in Tyler Hero's first game.
Solana, you're mad at me enough. Don't be mad at me when we agree on something. Mm-hmm. That's what I ask. In those games, tied up with a minute left, who's the guy? Who's going to go make the play? And last night, it was great that it's Bam and Tyler making those plays. But that's what I've been begging for, those last-second heroics, the crunch, the clutch time we were talking about. That's what it was. It was clutch time, and those two guys make clutch plays. That's what I'm looking for, and that's what we got to continue to do for me to totally be sold on this team. And maybe do it against somebody better than the Dallas Mavericks.
Fair. That's fair. Totally fair. I'm glad we could all be rational
about this.
We
saw it with the Chiefs, and I'm not comparing the Heat to the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, but you saw when it came down to it in that Indianapolis game, the Chiefs were just better at the end and were able to win it. And if the Heat continued to do stuff like that, that is where they make the leap from. Because I'll ask you again the same question I asked yesterday, and I'm going to ask it to Coach L when he joins us this hour. Is there a team in the East, Crowder, that you look at? I know you said Cade Cunningham and the Pistons yesterday. Is there a team in the East where you go, that team is unbeatable come playoff time? Because I don't see it. And like I said, I mean, Solana and I have been texting Jokic highlights with Coach L the last few days. Like, you could look at Denver or you could look at OKC in the West and go, man, I don't care what kind of regular season you put together, I don't want to see either of those teams in the postseason. I'm not seeing it in the East. I'm starting to think teams in the East are looking at the Heat and going, that's the team to keep an eye on.
OKC, the Nuggets, walk in the gym, you tuck your chain and look at the ground. Nobody, no, even the Pistons aren't doing that for me. And they're unproven. It's what I talk about. Even when the Heat make runs, I'm like, it's unproven. When we lost the big three and all, they're unproven. They have a bunch of damn good young players now, but I haven't seen them go win any series against anybody worth a damn yet. So, no, I'm not scared of anyone in the East. I'll say that.
Well, you should be, because the Toronto Raptors are really, really good. That team does scare me. Brandon Ingram dropped 37. But I am glad, no joke, we can all be rational about a Heat victory. We can all approach it with calm, cooler heads here. Now that we got that out of the way, let me tell you why Khalil Ware is going to be better than Wilt Chamberlain. And here's where I want to start. Last night.
Get to that quickly if you can, because I want to talk about why the Dolphins are going to win the Super Bowl.
And then Crowder, you'll have more on Lane Kiffin to the Florida Gators.
And then we'll go to McMurphy here over at One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and we'll get his take on things as well.
Tomorrow is a must-win game for the Miami Heat. Yes, in November. Because
you love that NBA Cup, man.
Man, I am so invested in this NBA Cup.
And love it.
Hawk, I'm not kidding. One day there will be a time where people care about this as much as I care about it right now. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. There will be a time where people care about a game like tomorrow where the Heat can put themselves in a position to advance to go play meaningful games in Las Vegas. What more do you want than knockout games in the middle of November, early December? I don't know.
Is that what happens? I don't even know how it happens. So if the finals, what, the NBA Cup finals and semifinals or quarterfinal, what's in Vegas?
Yeah, semifinal and final are in Vegas. If the Heat advance, they'll play one game, a knockout game, that wouldn't be in Vegas. But if they win that one, then they go to Vegas.
Hmm. Oh, and it ends their season.
Well, the Cup season.
Oh, so they just continue to play basketball for the rest of the year.
Yeah, no. I mean, all these games are regular season games, and these are cup games as well.
Okay.
And
If you win the cup, what happens? I know the Lakers raised a banner for winning that cup, didn't they?
Hey, Hulk, you just continue to play your schedule like normal. So yeah, or just, if you lose it, you just continue to play your schedule like
normal. So it's just a game?
No, it's a cup game. It has implications, meaningful implications. Cup game tomorrow against the Bucks.
The American mind cannot comprehend the cup tournament.
They cannot.
Can't do it.
hey, shout out to the Florida Panthers. I love a good pounding, and that's what the Panthers delivered yesterday.
There's your podcast headline, Salon. I mean, Jimmy.
You know it.
You always want to be on the delivering end, of course. And
but sometimes it's just not your choice. Huh? That took a turn.
Your thoughts, Coach L.
There's a good chat in the YouTube chat. Solana, it's useless. Hawk and Crowder are two meathead Yanks.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Like, is Yank a
American
nasty term or
like a gringo? Oh, American, a Yank, a Yankee.
It's meant to be derogatory.
I thought it meant from up north.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought I thought it was nasty. You know, yanking your meat or something. I didn't know. Meat
no, a couple of Yanks. We're a couple of Americans who don't understand cup play. Cup play for Europeans, really not even for Europeans, for any soccer fan in any soccer nation, they understand cup play. We don't. We're a couple of Yanks.
I get it. They don't really have a lot of fun over there to do, though. We have things to do.
Yeah, I mean, they line up for hours. They stare at a tower that's falling over. Oh, hey, look, this tower's leaning. Here in Yanksland, we would just fix the tower and get on with our lives.
Pick it up. Bergeron Construction could have it up 10 minutes.
It's crazy. They don't have one construction company in Italy? What's going on over there?
They praise clocks.
That is a good point. Like, oh, this tourist attraction. Come see this clock.
Clock.
Okay.
What are you talking about? Big Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know they took me there. I wasn't impressed.
Yeah, look, it's Big Ben Parliament.
We're talking a Chicago guy wants me to stare at a damn metal bean for 20 hours.
That bean, if you look at it from different angles, you see the city skyline, you see your own reflection. That bean is so immersive, you could spend days there. I can't decide which one I enjoyed staring at more, the Grand Canyon or the bean.
Huh. I'm going to blow your mind. Get you a handheld mirror, walk around the world, you'll see behind you. What?
Nah, that bean, that's like shapes and angles that you couldn't even comprehend.
To be fair, though, Liberty Bell, I always maintained, just fix the crack. Put it back up. You know what I mean?
I don't even know what it did. What did the Liberty Bell do? Did we have to ring it to signify something?
Yeah, the British were coming.
Yeah. I'm not certain that was it.
The break in it is significant, though.
The crack?
Yeah, it broke. Somebody broke it.
Hmm.
Thomas Edison.
Oh, the lightning hit it.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. And then he discovered electricity.
That's big time.
Thank you, Bell.
Big time.
All right, those are your sports headlines. Over to weather. In South Florida, there's no way Coach L joins us after this segment, right? Like, is there any way he decides, yeah, I want to talk to those guys?
I want to get off the show. my name's on it.
Hey, how's your birthday, Hawk? How's your
Jimmy says your the Liberty Bell is cracked due to a combination of a manufacturing defect and an unsuccessful repair attempt.
That's what I'm saying. Just fix it. Like, why
but did they not have warranties back then?
That's it.
I mean, we ordered a big giant bell that was going to signify liberty, and we accepted shoddy workmanship.
USAA.
And
great call.
And now I've been to Philly a couple times. I stand in a 2.5 hour line to go watch a bell that's cracked.
Yeah. And the bell doesn't even do anything.
Just sits there.
It sits there.
There's no bell.
You don't want it to juggle?
No, I'd like it to ring like a freaking bell.
do bell activities.
Hey, come watch the bell. Oh, what time does it ring? Never.
Anticipation is building, no.
It'd be like you going to Tootsie's. Nobody takes their clothes off. That's what going to see the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia would be like going to Tootsie's and everyone just stands around in their clothes.
Okay.
What time do they take off their clothes? Oh, they don't. Why did I wait in line 2 hours? I don't know.
You better go get you a tailgate takeover menu item or something. Stage is boring.
God bless America, though, of course.
God bless America.
Yeah.
Your weather in South Florida right now, it is partly cloudy tonight. The lows, they're going to drop into the mid to upper 70s. That is brought to you by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit chillzoneac.com.
All right, Jim Larranaga is going to join us in the next segment. Speaking of Yanks, Crowder will tell you about Tootsie's first.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? They do take their clothes off at Tootsie's.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You know where the Himalayas are?
Himalayas?
Yes.
Of course. South America.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Jim Larrañaga usually joins us on Wednesdays. He's going to be traveling. Jim Larrañaga, the head coach at the University of Miami for their men's basketball team for many years. And he's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We brought him on a day early, talk a little hoops with him. And there he is. What are you doing travel-wise? You're going to see your son? You're going to L.A. to spend Thanksgiving there?
Yeah, I'm going to L.A. I'm going to cheer on the Clippers and get them rolling. I'm going to bring them some good luck.
I'll bring them some plays. bring a chalkboard and a piece of chalk and an eraser. And
I would make
you don't be trashing my Clippers now.
Sorry, you laid it up there for me. Who am I not to bounce it back in if I get the opportunity? We're talking about the Heat. So the Heat are 12-6. They're third in the East. Tyler Hero's back. And I asked Crowder and Solana yesterday, this was before they won yesterday, I asked them yesterday, is it time we start having the conversation about the Heat being one of the better teams in the East, one of the best teams in the East? And now with Tyler back, and as Solana mentioned at the beginning of the show, you know, they won a game last night that maybe last year they would have lost, and sometimes that's what makes a good team a great team. So is it too early to start talking about the Heat as being one of the elite teams in the East?
Well, I certainly think they are right now at 12-6 and playing very well. The win last night, when it got tied at 102, I was like, uh-oh. And then you have a player like Tyler Hero in his first game back, goes 12-18, plays a terrific game, makes the game-winning shot. They played like a championship-caliber team. But again, it's November. The season's just getting started. What I loved about last night is they did it without Norman Powell, who's having a career year. And he's playing like one of the top 10 players in the NBA right now. He's scoring the ball so efficiently. So when he and Tyler Hero team up, if they have the great on-court chemistry, that's a huge bonus for Eric Spoelstra and the staff, where they have those two big-time scorers in the same backcourt.
And, Coach, some Solana and me, where we're going after, you know, we argue all day on this show, but he talked about the pace of play, which the Heat are number one in the league pace of play. But then I looked at the top five pace of play teams. The other four teams are below 500. They're not great teams. Like, what do you take from pace of play? Is that an impressive stat to have your team be the number one pace of play team in the league?
Well, only if you're winning. You know, it's not something that pace of play determines whether you win or not. Pace of play is basically how you're utilizing your personnel. if your personnel is suited to that style, like Spo and his staff think the Heat are, then you utilize that to your advantage. If your team, you know, runs up and down the floor and loses, then it's not so great. Do you remember when Paul Westhead ran the system with the Denver Nuggets 30 years ago and he was scoring 140 points and his opponent was scoring 150? Oh, Crowder, you don't know that? You don't know that story?
No. Yeah, Coach, I think I was 9 years old.
Weren't you paying attention to the NBA back then? Come on.
No, sir.
Well, here's the thing. Paul Westhead won a world championship with the Lakers running the system. He had Magic Johnson pushing the ball, and then Pat Riley took over, and it was Lakers Showtime. They now got a TV show called Showtime or something like that about the Lakers' great run in the 80s under Pat Riley. But I think what Spo is doing, his team is suited for that style. He feels very comfortable pushing the ball and scoring before the opponent's defense gets set. Every coach will tell you it's harder to score when the opponent has five defenders back and you have to try to score against a set defense than if you're in the open court and it's 2-on-1, 3-on-2, 4-on-3, 5-on-4. Once you have the advantage, you want to take advantage of it. If you don't have the advantage and it's 5-on-5, that's a different story. And a lot of those teams that are playing fast that are not as successful as the Heat, it's because their players are just not as good at it right now. That can change over a period of time because, as I said, it's early in the season. It's still November.
Coach, what about a player like Khalil Ware? We've talked about him already this season. Over his last three games, 20 points in all three games, 20 and 14 rebounds, 20 and 16 rebounds, 20 and 18 rebounds. When do you know that a player who obviously has a ton of talent, when you know that he's no longer taking a leap to where you can expect that sometimes, but then he'll regress in other games, to he's emerged, he's arrived, he's officially taken that leap to big-time player?
Yeah, Solana, here's my thought about that. He was in the starting lineup. Was he in the start lineup all three games?
Yes.
So maybe the excitement of moving into the starting lineup and thinking, like, I got to earn that spot and keep it for the rest of the year. And he's playing with Bam. So, you know, we're trying to figure out if that combination is going to actually work in the long run. Obviously, winning a close game like last night is a tremendous sign. But if he starts to be too happy with himself and his production slips, then the question comes in, should we move him back to the bench and make him earn that playing time a second time? Hopefully, Khalil is getting old enough, experienced enough, confident enough, and is competitive enough to make that starting role his and only his for the rest of the season.
So I just want to see if I have this correct, Coach Larrañaga. If your team, if you were coaching the Heat, and you're 12-6, and your style of play is working perfectly the way that you thought, and obviously you're hoping, like you said, that Norman Powell and Tyler Hero will coexist as, you know, superstars can. You wouldn't have a moment in your office by yourself saying, hey, man, I know it's only November. I think I got something here. Or you would literally be, hey, early, I'm not thinking success yet. I got it. And I understand you got a long season to play, but you wouldn't start having those thoughts of everything I thought that this team was going to be during the offseason as we prepared for the season. Everything I thought is coming true. I think I got it.
Hawk, you're amazing. You want coaches to look into their crystal ball and figure out the way they're going to be playing in April, May, and June. Coaches tend to look at it one day at a time, one game at a time.
No, but do they really do it is my question.
Well, you obviously feel better after wins when you're on a little bit of a winning streak. You feel good that you're doing the right thing, because if you lost three in a row, you'd be saying to yourself, what adjustments do we have to make? Do we have to consider slowing things down? Or do we have to consider changing the lineup, changing our defense, whatever your thoughts are? But it's really in the present. You don't want to get too far ahead of you, and you don't want to look back too far. You want to really examine what is going on, what's working for you, and what's not working for you so well.
And but even what's the OKC head coach's name? Like, he has to be comfortable right now, coach. He's by far has the best
one
team.
Loss.
Yeah, they have one loss, coach. They just won a championship. Like, he can't be panicking on a Tuesday before a game. He's the best team in the world.
No, those young teams, they still have a lot of energy. You know, the older teams, those guys have to motivate themselves. They've been playing for 10, 12 years. A little bit more difficult to keep yourself ready game after game. These young teams, like, look what the Pistons are doing. Hmm. They're young and enthusiastic, and I'm starting to see. You know, I'm big on Instagram, and they're starting to show offensive clips of the Detroit Pistons, clips of plays that they're running to get Cade Cunningham going. How about the kid who no one drafted? What the heck's his name? Who's now in the start lineup for the Pistons? You guys know who I'm talking about?
You talking about Duncan Robinson?
No. This kid was undrafted. He was not.
Jalen Duren?
What is it?
Jalen Duren?
No, Jalen Duren was a lottery pick. Come on.
Isaiah Stewart. Guys, I mean,
at least I got Duncan. He wasn't drafted. At least I got half the question right.
No, this guy's name is Jenkins. Dennis Jenkins. He wasn't drafted.
Oh, DJ.
And he's now starting and averaging like 17-9 for the Pistons. He wasn't even drafted. They have found a diamond in the rough. They've inserted him, given him more and more playing time. Initially, he was coming in off the bench. Now he's starting, and he's doing a fantastic job. You know, with teams, you always are looking for those players who step up to fill a role, much like Duncan Robinson did for the Heat. You know, those guys who come in off the bench and light it up for you. This guy has done it. Now they've moved him into the starting lineup, and I'm looking at his stats right now. He's killing it. He's shooting 51% from the field, 46% from three, and having a heck of a year.
I may have to start betting some over-unders on him. Maybe Vegas hasn't caught up to Coach L on this one. Let me ask you a question before we run out of time here, because Thanksgiving's coming up on Thursday. The Hurricanes play BYU, I think they're ranked 9th in the country, on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. It's some invitational. And so it's a 5 p.m. Thanksgiving Day start. Did you like playing in those holiday tournaments, or was that more of just, hey, it's a casualty of the business? Like, did you look forward to a Thanksgiving tournament where, you know, you can't do a traditional Thanksgiving with your family, or did you love that part of it?
Well, first of all, I'm very excited to see our Miami Hurricanes team go up against BYU. I think that'll be a fabulous game. And again, another way for Jay Lucas and his staff to evaluate their team. As far as my experience, I loved it when we won. I hated it when we lost. That was very, very simple. We played some great games, some great teams during the holidays, and a lot of them were ESPN events. I like those ESPN events. They were all on TV. Families could plan well in advance to come. So Thanksgiving weekend became a, you know, if you were at home, we'd have Thanksgiving dinner as a team, and then the players would actually go with their families who had arrived in town. When we were on the road, they celebrated with their families. So it's these games this weekend are going to be phenomenal. You got so many great college matchups. I'm looking forward to it.
What's the what's your favorite Thanksgiving meal? Like, what's the portion of it that you look forward to the most? We were talking on the air yesterday. Really, we're not doing traditional Thanksgiving meals. I don't think any of us on the show, other than Jimmy, although they're doing more than just turkey. Are you standard turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes? And what's your favorite?
My favorite is when my wife is cooking Thanksgiving dinner. I eat a little bit of the turkey meat, but her stuffing and mashed potatoes and gravy are to die for. That's all I want to eat. Mm. Second, third helpings of the stuffing and the mashed potatoes. The gravy is awesome. The turkey's just okay, but we won't be doing that this Thursday. We'll be in L.A., and my son and his wife will be preparing the dinner meal.
Hey, Coach, what does your wife put in her stuffing? Because it's just soggy bread to me at my house. Is there something more in that stuffing?
I got no idea, but Crowder, if you were at my house, you'd be at the dinner table for hours eating it. This stuff is so good. It's unbelievable.
Have you suggested to your son, Jay, just bringing in In-N-Out Burger on Thanksgiving as long as you're out in L.A.?
No. They've got a big dinner planned. I'm just glad that I don't have to fix anything. I'm not a cook. I just eat the meal that it would ever serve to me, and I'm not a big eater. I've told you guys before, I wish I didn't have to eat, that I could just sustain life without eating. That would be right in my wheelhouse.
He doesn't like to eat. He does not like to eat. He's very fit. What did you eat today? What did you eat today?
I had a yogurt for breakfast, and I had soup for lunch. And wow. I had butterscotch soup. It was awful.
Huh. Mm. I mean, Jimmy there, he lives on Costco
butternut
hot dogs.
My wife says butternut squash.
I had a feeling. I had a feeling it was terrible. Butternut squash soup. It was terrible. Did she make it?
What?
Did she make it?
She made it at Publix.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't her recipe. She just bought it off the shelf. So just a cup of hot soup for lunch, huh?
Yeah,
No bread? Mm. To dip the bread into the soup?
No, I did have some saltine crackers, but not many.
Mm.
I eat more junk. I like ice cream and cookies and candy.
I had avocado toast today. That's all I've had. Avocado toast and a cappuccino. Gosh. You never had avocado toast?
No, I don't eat avocado.
Oh, Coach, I got to get you up to Boca. You and I, we're going to go to Italiano. It's a little market right downstairs. We're going to have an avocado toast and a cappuccino, and we're going to talk about Josh Giddey and Matas Buzelis.
Josh Giddey's playing very well.
Very well. Very well. Hit the over last night, 20 and a half. All right, we love you, Coach. Safe travels to L.A.
Thanks, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and we'll talk to you next week.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lambs, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkey, rabbit.
You name it.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.